my brothers and sisters, there's no doubt that Ghanaians from every region of this great nation of ours voted for change. And we did so in both the presidential and parliamentary elections. I'm a staunch believer in the experiment of democracy, a system of governance that allows the ultimate decision-making power to rest in the hands of you, the good people of Ghana. We, the people, who with an eye towards the future we would like for our dear country, elect representatives to go forward and realize that vision. Government serves at the choice, direction, and pleasure of the people of this great nation. And I have had the honor and privilege to serve my country in all levels of government. When in 2016, at the end of my first full term as president, I ran for re-election as an incumbent candidate, I respected the will of the people. I conceded, I stepped aside, and I set in motion a peaceful transfer of power because I understood that it was the will of the people. And if we are to progress as a nation, if we are to live up to the inheritance of our history, one for which people have paid the ultimate price, the sacred verdict of the people must be respected. It must be protected. It has been my pledge throughout my time of service as a representative to the good people of Ghana to do exactly that. And that is why I stand before you tonight unwilling to accept the fictionalized results of a flawed election. My brothers and sisters, it is important to remember that the government that is in power controls all of the state resources and oversees all of the state's institutions. The line he treads between his loyalty to the power that is held by the people and by his own desire to hold on to power can be a very thin one indeed. We went into the 2020 presidential and parliamentary elections with assurances from the Electoral Commission and the relevant state actors that it will be conducted in an atmosphere free from fear and that it will be fair, transparent, and credible. Unfortunately, that has not been the case. What we witnessed across the country from Monday, 7th December 2020, exposed a deliberate plan to manipulate and predetermine the results of the election in favor of the incumbent candidate, Nana Akufo-Addo, who, as so happens, controls all of the state resources and oversees the state institutions.